And it says that Nigeria subscribed to two vaccine access platforms. COVAX will supply members, including Nigeria, vaccines free of charge to over 20% of the population. And it says that there has since been a change that now offers Nigeria 60 million vaccines. Generally, what is happening in the world is that the I don't want to use the word developed world, but the Western world don't want Nigerians, I want to use the Nigerian word now, to globalize them. Mm. They know that you'll be pussyfooting. They know you won't get these things done, so they want to take charge of whatever it is, give you the free vaccines, because they know that your people are spread all over the world. And so at the back of their heads, I am sure they have factored it in to say that these guys will not get themselves organized. And you have done so. So we are now back to what I have always said about beg, borrow, or steal.
Mm.
Okay, now where we are now, please beg, borrow, or steal, let us just have this vaccine. The shame, though, and the reality is that Africa, and especially Nigeria, would never get out of, you know, this second slavery that we have put ourselves into.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have pride. We don't have anything. All we have are leaders who consume everything in sight and have turned all of us into beggars. Mm. Remember I was saying something about letting jobs be available to people with dignity. But no. Now, if you notice in this country now, begging has become a culture.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in all forms, either in a very submissive form or a sense of entitlement. Now you are the one who's going to do this.
Yeah.
It's a shame. But when we are well and free of COVID, let us try and see how we can get out of that mold. But for now, we'd just like to ask the government, beg, borrow, or even steal, let us have these vaccines.
Mm.
Let us, because mostly the management of this COVID is predicated to vaccines as we speak. So that's where we are this morning. And also for you to know that the government has shifted the date for the National Sports Festival.
Mm, indeed. Let's stick with the Punch newspaper. We are here on page 4 of the Punch. Buhari's COVID-19 jail threat. States list enforcement obstacles as Nigerians shun compliance. Buhari's COVID-19 jail threat. States list enforcement obstacles as Nigerians shun compliance.
Thank you, Sheriff. It's a pity that we find ourselves in a state in which I'm going to describe.
Mm.
No laws are enforced in Nigeria. Reason being, there is no motivation for those charged with the responsibility of enforcing the law to enforce the law. What do I mean? How much do you pay your security people? How much do you pay your policemen? Aren't they living in poverty like the rest of the country? Therefore, what that means is that it gives room to all kinds of compromise.
Mm.
Okay? So it's not just enforcement of, it's enforcing the law. In Nigeria, if you commit murder,
right,
and you are not caught at the site,
mm-hmm,
of the incident, mm-hmm, you are going to go scot-free for life. Nobody is interested in investigating anything. Why? The junior police officer will say, the Oga dey for up, in the work within this thing, I bet, let me make a work my own small here.
Mm.
That is what we have finally been reduced to. And the police even have warned that they said that coercive measures will be used to those who don't want to obey the COVID-19 guidelines. But we all know what that means. Mm. You know what that means. It's another means of making money for them. And the Niger State Commissioner says that if you jail everybody in Ogbetemi Market, it won't change anything. And the task force in Rivers has said that they spend 10 million daily.
Mm. 10 million
daily.
Mm.
Hmm. Okay, all right. I mean, so that gives you an idea. It's a pity where we are now at, where everybody believes is above the law. I can always find a way around all these things. Mm. You wanted to say something?
No, not at all. Because I was going to actually comment on the 10 million daily, but I now thought about it.
Is chicken feed. By the time the real contact to the real figure, yeah, just about 200,000 or something like that. But everything is inflated.
Right, indeed. Let's stick with the Punch, Jimmy. This conversation has been on, it's still on. Cryptocurrency players tackle CBN ban on Twitter. On Twitter, it's here on page 30 of the Punch.
Well, the first thing I will do is to put my arms up and confess. I don't understand this cryptocurrency issue. I tried to listen to, the presidential candidate, the CBN man.
Kingsley Moghalu.
I tried to listen to his explanation, but what I do, so I don't know anything about, you can't quote me on anything concerning cryptocurrency. I don't even, you can't even see it from what I'm told. It's not even something that you can see. It's a bit complex. I'm old school. I don't understand it. But what I do know is that it is a mixed bag of modern day economics, politics, and security. That much I know. I don't know how it operates, whatever, but I know it's a mixed bag. Part of the politics part is that it is most likely being suspected that it can be used to fund, I don't want to use the word events, it can be used to fund activities against the government. I'm talking from the government side now.
Right,
that, okay,
right.
We're able to lean on their bank accounts, but this cryptocurrency fund, we don't know, they'll still be able to fund. By the way, we hear there's something coming up on Saturday. We haven't gotten the letters from it yet. I asked the Lagos State government yesterday. They say it's a police matter, so we'll try and see if we can get the Commissioner of Police to talk about it. So back to this. So that's the political side. The economic aspect of it, I honestly don't know. I'm not an economist. I keep saying, so I don't know this. But I also feel that it could be treated with a bit of suspicion. But the criminal part of it, of course, has to do with Yahoo 419. And it looks as if the authorities find it difficult to lay their hands on the movement of funds, even in that, the Yahoo and all kinds of things. They find it difficult. So I think a combination of all that has led to the CBN directive. Probably until the time when even they would understand it better, and then they can tighten the controls. So yesterday it is being reported, of course, some cryptocurrency players took this through their Twitter account to express their displeasure with it, and so on and so forth. But the former Vice President Atiku Abubakar also called for a revisitation of the policy prohibiting dealing and transactions in cryptocurrency, saying that the crypto prohibition would restrict inflow of capital into Nigeria. I wish I could get him to expand further on that, where you'll be looking at inflow from cryptocurrency as against the normal channels that people that we all know about.
So about that, we had a conversation yesterday on the Morning Crossfire. I brought a financial analyst on the show, and he made it clear that crypto trade was the Nigeria's crypto trade volume was the second largest in the world in 2020.
And then that means what?
It means that there is a lot of involvement, a lot of acceptance from Nigerians.
And then that means what? Because you see, if you say Nigerians were involved, the question is, what does Nigeria as a country benefit from that large volume? Or what do you lose, by the new controls? That is the question to look at. Is that when you say that, okay, Nigeria is the most corrupt country in the world, okay, fine, you're number one, and then that means what? For me, it means that I just want an explanation, to be honest with you.
I get it. I need
that explained to me, because again, that should tell you something, that how come we are number one in the world? How come the Western world, no country in the Western world is doing this more than we are doing? That sets up an alarm in my head.
Yes.
But like I told you, I still confess I don't know much about this. I know that the UK is a bit hesitant. There are some Western countries that are actually hesitant.
Quite a number of them.
Number of them are hesitant and saying that, look, this is shredded in a bit of mystery that might not benefit us in the long run.
The irony of this, another revelation that came out yesterday on the show was that the SEC was ready to regulate it, because that's the job of SEC, regulation.
Well, they're sticking to their job.
So they're ready. They made the announcement last September that they will regulate it, only for CBN to come and say that financial institutions, stay away. You're prohibited.
Well, the CBN has an overall responsibility.
Yeah,
you understand. Of course, you know that there's lack of coordination between bodies in Nigeria, because you would have thought that the SEC would have had a discussion
exactly
with the
CBN. Exactly my point.
But you know, that's not the way we operate. You see, I think now, for our own peace of mind, we need to get ourselves down to how we do our things. You know? Because you would have
now
thought...
like this, we they do.
Now, so we they do. And the CBN did not actually say what new development, if they had approval in principle, given approval in principle to the SEC. When I say approval in principle, I mean agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the CBN has an overall responsible... Our economy is in tatters.
Mm.
And I think that all said and done, we need to put some confidence in the CBN measure to put some control. Our economy has gone completely haywire. Our exchange rate has hit the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, CBN has an overall picture of the economy. And that's their responsibility. So that's the way to look at it.
Okay.
It's a bit of politics, crime, and economics all put together. But when you tell me that Nigeria is number two, it's okay.
Okay, it's okay then. Let's pick up the Vanguard.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's drop the punch for a moment. Sanwo-Olu, IGP, is a papa traffic mayhem beyond solution. It's with a rider here. We are helpless. Police, FRSC, LASMA, lament.
So if all these people are helpless, then we are doomed. And this is the same scenario we are looking at in the security sector. Nigeria is gradually falling apart, bit by bit, inch by inch.
Right.
The truth is, I don't know who is going to bring a solution to that Apapa traffic.
Mm.
Okay. And it says yesterday that commuters were struck for hours in the traffic from Oshodi, Apapa, and so on and so forth. You had policemen, FRSC, it had last month, none of them could control the traffic situation on the axis. And it says, from Jakarta bus stop, inward Apapa to Otto Wharf, a journey that ought to take 3 minutes, took close to 6 hours.
My goodness.
And it says, we're helpless. Police, FRS in last month, they lament. And then it says, Lagos government keeps mum. Lagos Governor Sanwo-Olu had set up a special task, traffic management and enforcement compliance team to resolve the traffic gridlock. Mm-hmm. Around the Papa, headed by his special advisor. I think I better put a call through to the commissioner this morning.
Right.
For him to react to this and one or two other stories that also concerns, he says here, Lagos evicts illegal occupants of Banana Island, Ibeju-Lekki. And he says that the government embarked on demolition of illegal structures and eviction of occupants in Banana Island, area. Eleko and the Ibeju-Lekki area of the state without compliance with the state building laws. Who would set up a building in Banana Island, such an exposed place, and not have followed the building and environmental laws? So we'll see if we can get the commissioner.
Right.
We'll use my phone. Your own phone doesn't.
No. We'll use your phone.
We'll use
the commissioner has your number. On speed dial,
We'll try to get him this morning to comment on this.
Let's take some comments on YouTube. Additional Ghani on YouTube says, I think crypto will put pressure on our scarce forex, and it can affect our exchange rate negatively because it's virtual money. That's Additional Ghani on Twitter.
And I also think that maybe the CBN are a bit uncomfortable with, say, it's cryptocurrency, it's not money that is seen. You can trace its movement that much. Maybe they just feel, they'd rather have some element of control. It's not peculiar to us. Other countries have also said just about the same thing.
Right. Let's go over now to the Punch. Lagos auctions 83 vehicles of traffic law violators. Lagos auctions 83 vehicles of traffic law violators is here on page 5.
Well, I mean, it's good news to see that some level of enforcement is going on, and we commend the government for that. And we tell them to step on the pedal and to make sure that we are rid of this habit of people, at the very least, going in the wrong direction, which has led to deaths, accidents, and so on and so forth. But there is something that caught my attention, and the story says that, speaking at the auction held at Alafsa, the coordinator of the Lagos State Government Offences Mobile Court, Aniola Ogbara, said the process was transparent. And she says, this is what she said. She said, there is a lot of processes and transparency about the public auction. Now, listen to this. Some of the people whose cars were seized were told to pay a fine without their cars being forfeited based on the strength of evidence they presented at the mobile court. I would have thought that if you do go in the wrong direction, or like you go one way, as we say, you are either guilty or not. So if you presented some evidence, okay, that says that your car can be forfeited, why are you then being asked to pay a fine? You know, at least I'll ask the commissioner for clarity on that. If he's listening, he should get ready if he's going to be talking to me this morning. Because what it does is that that opens a door and opens a window for the kind of practices that we don't want to talk about, you know.
You know what I think about this one way thing?
Yes.
I think no car, nobody's property should have been auctioned for that. I think that a fine would have just sufficed.
I think that the car should have been crushed.
I don't think so.
Look, okay.
I think it's an overkill.
It's not an overkill.
I think
because our elite are stubborn. It is not. Why would you want to go one way anyway?
Yeah, people are meant to break the law. That's what people are for. So when they break the law, punish them.
No, when you find a situation that demands that you have to use a big axe, so be it.
Not in this case, actually.
We are the ones who keep complaining.
Not in this case. Yes, people violate the law. Yes, people break the law. Yes.
What this does is to sink in.
It will not sink anything. It's just like saying that. What's it called? Hold on, Jimmy. It's not like saying that death penalty would make crime go away. No, it will not sink.
But what do you think crime would be without the death penalty?
No. It will not change anything. We've seen it.
No.
People are being killed. It never stopped people from committing crime.
I can assure you, and I believe very strongly, that the death penalty would make some people think twice before committing certain crimes.
A criminal will always be a criminal.
But why do we want to make a case for those who break the law?
No, we're not making a case. I am saying, my point of view is that crushing their cars or auctioning their car, their
vehicle. So what kind of fine?
Put a hefty fine on it.
Like how much?
I don't know. I can't determine that. No, put a hefty fine on it.
Left to me. You see, we need to look at now. You can't control the traffic situation on Apapa. You understand? Lagos, especially Nigeria, but Lagos needs a very strong iron hand, and I support the government. In fact, left to me, they should crush the vehicles and make sure that they are present.
That's a very wrong move.
For every no, it's a right move. The question I ask is this. Why do you want to break the law in the first place? Why do you want to go in the opposite direction? For the benefit of my brother and sisters inside Darfur, why you won't pass one way? Everybody, they go this way, you won't pass the other side.
Why do people steal? Why do the guy slice his
stealing sometimes
do people do things?
Stealing sometimes some people are compelled to do it out of hunger. Even some religions we hear they make that as whatever. But in the case of one way, what would the reason be?
Yeah, it could be anything.
Like what?
Any, I don't know.
If you don't know, you don't know, man. Yeah, really, so it cannot be.
I really don't know. It's only in the minds of somebody who breaks the law.
I am a full supporter of this. Not only today, Oxford, they should crush the vehicle.
I reject it 100%.
Whether it's 105%. A Rolls Royce, Pontiac, or whatever.
You can't do that.
But we will do it.
It's wastage. Look.
You can't do that.
It doesn't rationalize.
In spite of that hard law.
Yeah.
This is the third time an auction. One auction alone, 83 vehicles. That tells you something.
So what's the assurance Hold on, Jimmy. What's the assurance that same vehicle will not in another week ply a one way?
By the new owner.
What's the assurance?
That's why it should be crossed. You see, you have entered my trap now. You see yourself.
No. What I'm saying is,
is it the vehicle that is guilty or the owner?
Exactly. So why do you want to crush it? Why are you auctioning it?
So, of course,
find the owner.
No,
let
don't
the
find.
Owner pay
no,
heavily.
No, don't find.
The next time he's seeing the vehicle,
don't find.
You this vehicle.
No, I'm going to.
You this vehicle.
I'm going to support you now.
I paid 20 million.
Don't cross the vehicle. Jail the owner. Maybe when we go to jail, I go clear.
Exactly, I support
without
that.
Without fine.
I support that.
But what is your problem with auctioning?
Because it's property. It's property. It's just there. It's a person, it's somebody that drove that car.
I am a strong supporter of the government on this one.
Oh, yeah, let's move on.
No, we to talk. Let's go. We have
Sorry. Let's take a look at this headline here from the Vanguard. Page. No, I will not. 2023, it's payback time for Tinubu's presidency. What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, of course, I think it's becoming clear every day that Tinubu is going to run for presidency. And I have no problem with that. Anybody, you know, can run for presidency. But I'd just like to give an advice to those who have been making a case for him. They predicate the case more on a reward system, on a payback system, than telling us the ability, given all the things that have been attached to this man, the ability to give him that whatever, to run this country for another, in the very least, 4 years. So I'd like his campaign directors or whatever, stop telling us about how we need to reward him for having done this and that, because if you put it in balance with what has been ascribed to him, I don't know which way the weight will go. Rather, now start telling us why you think this man, okay, in spite of all, because there's nobody that you won't have, you know, things that are untrue being said about him, to be honest. That why, in spite of all, we should put the mantle in his hand to run. That's just my simple observation. It's not a case of whether I support him or not.
Yeah.
I think I've made it very clear that for me, I'd like a new beginning. But that is me. I'm only one person out of 200 and something million people. I'd love a new beginning. I think Nigeria needs an overhaul.
Yeah, we do.
And we, you know, we need a new beginning. But please tell us more why, in spite of all that, why you think not to come and say some kind of because he supported somebody somewhere and then they must. It doesn't work like that. Or it shouldn't work like that. You're talking about our lives here. We've been living in penury and all kinds of things for the past 20 years. If we want to continue with that, so be it.
So you now want to put the existence of over 200 million people on a reward system?
On a reward system. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. But I wish him all the luck. In all honesty, I wish him all the luck. I won't be counted as one of his supporters. There's nothing wrong with that. He's free to run, I'm free to support. It's a free world. Okay. So tell us why you think people like me need to change my mind.
Right. That's valid. Let's pick up the Nigerian Tribune, our last headline today. No to negotiation. Northern governors must flush out bandits. El-Rufai speaking there.
Yeah, this is coming from El-Rufai, and I think it also has to do with the Gumi initiative.
Yeah.
But it's good to also recognize that flushing out of bandits is nationwide. And therefore, El-Rufai should be saying this. He's very close to the president. He should be saying this to the president. He should be saying to the president that, look, there's a need for you to come out and make a statement from your mouth that people can see to bring some peace and succor, and come out with what might be a strategy to flush out bandits from Nigeria nationwide. There's a lot of focus on the Southwest. We forget that it's not only nationwide, it's region-wide, from Ghana all the way up there. Yeah. And I think that until our authorities agree in their mindset that this is another war they have to fight like Boko Haram, we'll not be making any progress. I saw the video. Was it a video? I saw a photograph of Gumi's whatever.
It's a photograph.
It frightens me. It frightens me. What you are having, what I'm beginning to see you're having in this country, are little pockets of rebellion. And if we don't, it's too late to nip it in the bud. It's out there in the open. But if we don't do something about it now, it could blow up in our faces.
Okay, Jimmy, we must go in a very few words. What's coming up at 9?
I'd like to put a call through to the Honorable Commissioner to explain some of these things. The issue of cryptocurrency, I leave to you and your economists to sort out. I don't understand it.
Okay.
And what I don't understand, I don't make any pretense about, you know, I don't okoyemi.
Right. We'll do something.
Me,
about
I'm old
that.
School.
We'll,
I like to
we'll
deal,
do something. About
I like
that.
To deal with it.
We'll do something about that. We'll do something. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming on.
All right.
Many thanks to our sponsors, MTN Nigeria. The news is coming up after this.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.